This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
So happy to have you with us. And if you missed the first hour tonight, we celebrated an American princess. That's what we did. And now we get to open up the Ladies Lounge for a very special guest. She was with us a few months ago. It's going to be a fun night. Later in the hour, Mike Lindell will join us, and we're looking forward to getting a report from him. He evidently was not satisfied with me being part of his history-making pillow fight from several years ago. I got to be part of my pillow history. It was actually kind of fun. I flew out to Minnesota. I went to the thing. I got the pillow. I fought. I fought Stephen Baldwin. He kept saying, "You better get away from me." I kept hitting him when he was trying to do an interview. He didn't find that amusing. I don't know why, but it was just one of the things. But now, and that was the largest pillow fight in history, but now that is gone because they have erased that record in the record book from the whatever they had in that 10,000-seat minor league baseball stadium to the 100,000 seats that are in the Minneapolis football. Anyway, well, I'll talk to Mike later in the hour. We are still 1 week away from the ending of our CSI effort to try to help the those that can get liberated by May 31st, slaves that we deeply have prayed for, thought about, been concerned about. You have helped us. We have gotten over the halfway mark. 82 is the goal. That's how many negotiations have been initiated. 42 have been spoken for. That means 40 slaves are going to be left behind if we stopped tonight. Please don't let us do that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, let's go ahead and open the Ladies Lounge because I always love talking to our brilliant ladies in media. And if you've never joined us before, that's what it's about. It's about getting the ladies that have things to say and giving them a little bit more airtime. Well, the last time she sat with us, we were talking about, through the eyes of a child, her child's gift to her. It was her second child's book, and she had not yet told me, at least, or maybe she told other people, she had not made any mention of the fact that she had a very cool, inspirational memoir coming. Ainsley Earhart is the daytime news anchor for Fox and Friends. Actually, she's the host of the show. The news anchor is someone else. Someone else does the news. She's actually one of the three that are on the couch, and she's one of the most engaging and delightful people on television just across the board. Ainsley, welcome back. Good to have you.
That is so nice of you, Kevin. Hey, great to talk to you again.
You too. And I'm excited about this book. It's been sitting on my desk since the publisher delivered it, but I had not taken a look at the chapter titles until I was preparing for this interview. And Ainsley, you go full bore faith on this thing. I was so pumped by looking at the chapter titles. So I've got a lot I want to ask you about. But first of all, and if people watch the show on a regular basis, they kind of get the idea that you believe in God and that this is important to you. And you can pick up on that kind of intricately. Why did you want to write such a faith-forward book?
Well, so I wrote this children's book, and that just kind of happened. It was, I don't even know how it happened. I just felt like that was a God thing. And those were a tribute to my life as a daughter and as a mother. Well, then HarperCollins approached me because they said, you know, we know you talk about your faith all the time. And honestly, when I go on book signings or when I meet people, I hear two things all the time. Thank you for being so vocal about your faith and being honest. And I hear thank you for loving our military. Fox and Friends or Fox is so supportive.
Sure.
So they approached me and they said, there aren't any books out there of news anchors that are so open about their faith. And we would love to hear your story. As my little daughter, hey, baby girl. Do this interview, honey.
I love it. I love it.
This is my life. So this is a book about my faith, how God has blessed me with that little girl after a miscarriage. And I just wanted to be real. You know, I feel like God showed me success when I, A, gave him credit and gave him glory, and B, when I was the person he created me to be real. And I know the bosses at Fox have always said, the audience is not stupid. Be who you are. Be genuine. Be real. They've never told me what I can and can't say on Fox because they know, and they learned this a long time ago with all of their experience, that a news anchor needs to be, or a host of a show, I should call myself, should be his or herself. Because the audience just wants to see real. They might not agree with you on everything, which is fine. But if they know who you are, they can relate to something I'm saying or something Brian's saying or something that Steve's saying, my two co-hosts. So this was just a book that was on my heart. And when they approached me about writing a memoir, I was like, you know what? I think you write a memoir when you're like 70 years old or 50 years older when you really have something to talk about and tell. But then when they said we want it to be about your faith, I felt like I couldn't say no to that because that's like saying no to God knocking on your door and asking to come into your life. And,
right.
You know, I've realized you can't turn your back on that, on those opportunities, because that's what he's called us to do, to be honest about who he is and what he, the glorious things he's doing in our lives.
Yeah, it's not something that just everybody does, as your publisher said. But I just want to say congratulations. And you know what? You're the second Fox personality I've talked to about a new book within the last few days. And both of you, both women, both in the current state of affairs at Fox, and you've both said, unsolicited by me, that the management there doesn't put parameters on what you should and shouldn't say. Melissa Francis was the other one I just spoke with. When she was at CNBC, she did get called into the office, and she did get told, don't talk about Obamacare that way on the air, because there's going to be people that it offends. And even with the ups and downs that Fox has had, you guys still, I think, are operating an operation there that seems to be as transparent and as real as anything in the cable news space. And it's an honor for me to get to be there a couple of times a week and sit with Harris or John and the guys that are happening now. But it's so important, I think, for the audience to understand that there really is a difference. And I really appreciate what you're doing on the professional level with that. But I also appreciate that intent from the management to make sure that they don't put clamps on you guys. And I just think that's refreshing. Let's talk about the book. And friends, if you're just joining us, Ainsley Earhart is the morning host of Fox and Friends, the weekday version. There's also a Fox and Friends weekend. I've been on that a couple of times, but I think the last time I was on Fox and Friends, Ainsley, you were on vacation or something that day, so I didn't even get to see you then. But it's called The Light Within Me, and it is a memoir of her story. And I want to jump to this chapter right here, Meeting Jesus at a Frat Party. tell my listeners a little bit about what happened there.
So I grew up in a Christian family. I grew up in the Episcopal Church and the Lutheran Church, and we went to church on Sundays, and if we spent the night out on Saturday nights, mom and dad picked us up on Sunday mornings, or we went to church with our friends. And that was just, that's how the South is. It's an amazing
right.
place to grow up. And so we talked about God a little bit, and we prayed at night before we went to bed, and we said a blessing, and we were grateful. And we learned that all of these blessings and the roof over our head and the food and the jobs were all because of God showering us with his love and his blessings. But I didn't really have what I've heard now in my older age, a relationship with God. Mm. And so when I went to college, I had been surrounded by Christians my whole life, but there were some that really stood out. Our student body president in high school, just, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he just did everything right. He was just a really good guy. He selected only Christian girls that he dated, and it was just, I always admired him and looked up to him and would ask him for advice. And then when I went to college, there was another guy that I studied with who was like a really cute guy. I was friends with his girlfriend. They ended up getting married and totally platonic relationship, but we would study together, and his name was Chuck. And I read about him in this chapter of the book. But Chuck, he was the wild man on campus, and everyone knew him as that. And then a few years into college, God started working in his life, and he decided to give all of that up because he wanted to just be immersed in the Christian faith. So he would study with me, and I was invited to this to this fraternity mountain weekend. And to get invited to that was like getting invited to the prom. It was like the prom of college. And most of my friends were going, and they didn't turn down their invitations. It was just, it was going to be a fun weekend. It was going to be a big party. And I grew up
sure.
in a very social family where my dad was in a fraternity. My mom, you know, dated fraternity guys and went to an all-girls school where they didn't have it, but dated fraternity guys. So this was, I knew growing up I was going to be part of the Greek system. So I had probably about 50% of my sorority were really strong Christians. And I was invited to this weekend, and I was doing this Bible study with a group, and we were all just kind of grew up in Christian homes, but we wanted more, I guess, and so we were kind of searching.
Ainsley, actually, hold on 1 second. Let's pick that story up from where it is when we come back, because we're up against the break. I want to make sure we have plenty of time to get it all in. Kevin McCullough, Ainsley Earhart is our guest, and the book, you got to get a copy of it. It is The Light Within Me. It's an inspirational memoir, and she really she addresses... She's telling the story right now about how she found Jesus at a frat party, but it gets better from here. So stay with us, Ainsley Earhart at a frat party. See, I've got you hooked right there, all by itself. Anyway, she's a little bit tired too because she was on the Fox thing doing the London wedding thing today too, so we'll get her out of here on time. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us. Welcome. It's New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's Saturday night. It's live coast to coast. Calvin McCullough, glad to have you here. And every week we hope to have brilliant voices from women in media, and it's what we do here at the beginning of the second hour. Coming up, Mike Lindell's going to check in with us. You know him as the most recognizable name and face on American television, but Mr. MyPillow had a huge event this weekend, or just this week, and I want him to explain what happened and tell you a little bit about it. My guest that we're speaking with, Ainsley Earhart, she's got this great book, The Light Within Me. Please buy a copy and help Ainsley's kids go to school. They need all the help they can get. Ainsley, I'm kidding. It's totally fun to have you back. By the way, when we last spoke, you were just getting into this story. It was all about going and finding Jesus at a frat party. And so that was where we left off, and you were talking about having been invited to this thing. It was kind of a big deal.
Invited to this weekend, and I was doing this Bible study with a group, and we were all just kind of grew up in Christian homes, but we wanted more, I guess, and so we were kind of searching, and we did this Bible study called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby, and a lot
yes.
of folks really know this Bible study.
Right.
And it changed my life, and God started working on me, and I started to literally experience God. And so I go on this mountain weekend, and I asked Chuck, I said, Chuck, what should I do? He's like, I don't think you should go. Your life is changing. I don't think you should go. You're going to be putting yourself in, you know, in situations you don't want to be in. And I said, that's not an option. I'm going. You know, I'm not going to stop drinking and stop smoking cigarettes and doing what you did, Chuck. I appreciate your help, but that's just not what I want to do at this point in my life. Hmm. So I go to this mountain weekend, and I told my date that I was doing this Bible study. We ended up going out into the woods, a group of us, in the house, in this cabin where we were staying, and we did a few pages out of Experiencing God. I can't even believe we did that, but we did. And then that night, that Saturday night, it was a big party, and I looked around, and everyone was drinking, and everyone was smoking cigarettes, and that's just what you do. That's what this group did. And there were some jokes that were told that I just thought were not clean and not appropriate. And I looked around the room, and I thought, Kevin, I just thought, you know, I don't want to live this life anymore. I'm tired of this. There's got to be more. I had this void in my heart, and I was learning about God, and I just said, I want what Chuck has, and I want what Eric had when I was in high school, and I want what some of my sorority sisters have. And so I walked outside, and I remember thinking, if Jesus came back or if my dad walked into the room, what would they think? And I was a junior in college, and I just realized I got to start getting serious about my life. I need to start making better grades. I need to focus on school. So I walk outside, and it was snowing, and I just started crying, and I just said, God, I don't know how to pray this prayer, but I want you in my life, and I want more of you, and I want to focus on you, and I want to be a good person, and I want that void in my heart filled. And that was on October 19th, 1997, and I, you know, been told that you're supposed to pray that Jesus, that you have a relationship with Jesus and ask Jesus to come to your heart. And so I just did that. And I didn't know how to pray. I was always from the school that you don't ask God for too much because he has other people that really need his ear and that has bigger, more important prayers. But yeah. Now I realize he looks at us like I look at my daughter. I want to know every single moment and thought of her life. I love her so much, and she's my priority. And so I know if I love her this much, how much more does he love us?
Isn't that interesting how parenthood amplifies that part of who we are? And I think that God did that on purpose, because if we're really going to instill him to the next generation, I think it's good for us to get a good, strong mirror of what we're showing them. And I've always been, personally challenged to see what my children pick up in their reflection back to me. Ainsley, let's talk about this just briefly, because Fox News was not untouched by the Me Too scandal, and it was one of many networks that has had fallout even recently. Tom Brokaw now, revelations coming to life. There's been a lot of questions about a certain culture at Fox and how people deal with it. I know personally now from multiple conversations with several of you that there are a lot of Christians and a lot of strong Christians at Fox. What is the atmosphere like? How do you navigate those, what have to be sometimes now awkward, you know, discussions about things when somebody may say something inappropriate or whatever? I mean, how, what is the tone that is set by the believers that are there, and how would you recommend even to other networks that are dealing with this to approach it from, you know, being that you're a centered person that understands that God created, you know, Christians to have influence where they are?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great question. I think the whole culture around the country has changed. You know, no one condones some of the behavior that has gone on at different networks and in different businesses. And as we've seen, it's happened in so many industries, and it probably happens in, you know, in every business in some capacity. And I think that now, after the Me Too movement, people are taking a step back and they're realizing, hey, you know, these are human beings, and we have to be respectful and we have to be as righteous as we can. I mean, we all make mistakes, and, you know, some of the people that have been involved, I've known. And to know that I grew up in South Carolina, I'm now at this big network in New York City. I'm sitting here talking to you in my apartment. I'm looking out the window, and all these skyscrapers are around me, and this is my life. And in each of these buildings around here, many of them I'm looking at right now, there's been controversy. And I feel like we can't condone that, especially as women. And I'm proud of the fact that some of these women have been outspoken and come out, because we can't stand for that. And some of the stories are just horrific. And I'm glad the culture is changing. I know at Fox it's changed, and you know, you can't get away with what you used to, which is a good thing. I'm raising a daughter, and I want her to be treated respectfully when she's in the workplace.
Yep.
So, you know, in order to get to the mountain, I've always said you got to go through the valley, and I do believe that good can come out of bad, and I think that the good in this is going to be our little girls. Our daughters are hopefully not going to be faced with this because of what our generation is going through now. And things are changing, and they're changing for the better. And so, you know, I applaud the people that have been brave enough to speak out. But at the same time, it has been heartbreaking, because you do know people on both sides. So you can really love someone and respect someone for their business knowledge, and then for the relationship that you've had with them that has been completely above board. And then you learn these things about them, and you never thought that that was possible. So it's been, you know, growing pains, and hopefully.
But that's where, and that's kind of where Christians have the unique, I guess, I don't know, position in the matter to be able to say, hey, we understand what sin is. That's what we're saved from.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing that puts you outside of God's grace. But yeah, if this is a weakness in your life, if this is an area that needs to be sharpened, let's move, let's encourage people to move in that direction. And I think that that's where people like you have the opportunity to speak truth that goes a little bit deeper than just saying, oh, yes, I've been through something bad. It's beyond that. It's, you know, we can actually help people change. We can actually see change occur. And it's funny, because my listeners obviously know that I'm on Fox a couple times a week. And I get, you know, as little as I'm there, I still get, you know, oh, well, you know, that's where such and such. And I said, yeah, but, you know, and there's just nothing I can do to stop that. But, Ainsley, you're fighting the good fight. And this book is worth every single person listening picking up a copy. The Light Within Me. Pick it up tonight. Ainsley Earhart, thank you for telling us your favorite frat party story of all time. Coming back with a man who, well, he had a lot of parties. We'll talk to
you. Are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys.
If you're watching by way of Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square, and it is a happening place tonight. We had rain all day, but it kind of tapered off into the evening, so people are feeling their comeuppance to get up and out, spread their legs a little bit, get a little exercise in those extremities. And here we go, the final half hour or so with Radio Night Live tonight. And I was so, well, I'm just of mixed emotions here with my next guest, because a few years ago I had the chance, he personally invited me to come and be on the ball field, and he threw out the first pitch and I caught it, and then I got a pillow, and then we got to run out onto the field at certain points, seventh inning stretch, and just beat the hooey out of each other. along with 10,000 other people. And I was told it was going to go down in the record books. And I was told it was going to mean something, that it was going to be the Guinness Book of World Records. And there we were in the Twin City, little St. Paul minor league baseball stadium. The night's over, arms around our buddies. We're so happy that we got this done, got the world record set. And then he went and he, like, completely took me out of the record books this week. So, Mike Lindell, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. I'm very sad about no longer being in the record books.
Kevin, you know, Kevin, this one was all about Jesus, so...
Well, see, now you say that, I can't be upset about it.
You're okay. You can't have a fit about this. This was all just to get people into the biggest Christian outreach event ever in Minnesota's history.
Well, and to be, I'm told, for people that think I'm serious, I'm totally kidding. And I want you to, I want you to tell us the story, because the way this thing came together, and then I was following you on social media the last few days. It was a big operation. Kind of start from the beginning. How'd you get associated with this, and what was the goal?
Well, it was last year, I guess, about a year and a half ago. I met a guy named Nick Hall. If you look up the Pulse, he's and I've seen him speak. He's one of the most amazing evangelists I've ever heard speak, and he really reaches the millennials. And he spent a lot of time with Billy Graham, and just an amazing evangelist.
Yeah.
I listened to him speak, and then he told me what Pulse was all about. And they were going to have this event a year ago, and they wanted me to speak, and I wasn't ready. And then they ended up not having the event. And now, as you know, Kevin, I've done quite a bit of speaking of late, and I felt I was ready, and I wanted to get on board with this. And I was so behind it. I said, well, why don't we give away free pillows to everyone too? Get to fill that U.S. Bank Stadium where the Super Bowl was, and get people to Jesus. And it was an amazing Christian revival, a Christian reach out. We did break your record. We did have the world record pillow fight. But it was the undertaking. We put 72,000 pillows in every seat in that stadium the day before.
Wow.
My guys in my company, we had 200 of my employees, and they did all this. The brain work for all this was done when I was in Israel, and I put my trust in my staff, and my niece was just Sarah. She was just amazing. She set this up, and the Pulse people are amazing. U.S. Bank was more than accommodating usually you get all these rules and restrictions, and they were very accommodating and said, you guys can do it this way. We laid it out how to do it. 6 hours, we put out 72,000 pillows, and everything went off without a hitch. It was just amazing.
That's just insane. Well, it was fun because on the social media, you had these little videos behind the scene, and when they were putting all the pillows on the seats, you weren't up there putting pillows on seats. You were up on the stage talking to them with the microphone, and it was really fun. You had a whole bunch of music artists and stuff. Talk about who some of the people were that were there.
Well, there was Lecrae. I'm not sure. So there was Jabberwocky. It was a dance group. Some of the award-winning. I know Hillsong was there from Australia.
Well, everybody knows Lecrae, and so was he kind of the headliner, or was someone bigger than him?
Well, there was Hillsong, there was Lecrae, there was another one that was really big, and then this Jabberwocky, this group, this dance group, I guess they're big, too. It was like four, and then Nick Hall was the, kind of the headliner.
Right. I've actually had Nick in the studio. He's a really passionate guy, and he's got a lot to say. And we're really excited that you had the chance to do this. Mike, let's take a break and come back, because I got some more I want to ask you about, but we're up against one of those commercial things. We're speaking with Mike Lindell. He's the most recognized face in all of America right now, and that's because he sold so many pillows. He just can't keep from selling pillows. But it's only a part of what God is doing in his life right now, and we're going to talk about some of his other interests, what's going on in the inner cities, and how he can help make a difference. It's really, really cool, so I hope that you'll stick around. And by the way, if you have not yet taken advantage of the tremendous offer that you can get on any MyPillow product, Even the bed, the topper, all that, you can do that right here. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. 800-506-2641.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
LawsofNature.com.
So glad you're with us. Welcome back. Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. If you missed any of the first hour, or you heard my soliloquy on why the channels must air 28 airings of the royal wedding this morning. If you missed that, and it was stellar stuff, you got to go back and get the podcast. And you can also join the discussion. We also talked about why is it that the left is lying about their positions on guns. The biggest lie they tell is that they don't want to confiscate them. It's just a lie. They do. I've got a big column on that coming out at townhall.com tonight at midnight. I hope you'll take a look at it and then pass it on. And one of my favorite people in the entire planet is with us back again. He's not able to join me as much as I'd love to have him. I could literally sit and talk to Mike for 4 or 5 hours a day, and we probably, Mike, wouldn't cover all the stuff that we could sit and share with each other and talk over. But you've been so involved lately, not just this big pillow fight, not just your recent trip to Israel, but there's some really exciting things happening with your foundation and the work that you're doing in the inner cities, and my Saturday night audience doesn't know anything about it, and I'd love for you to just tell them what you're hoping to do.
Well, I kind of even announced that. I spoke last night, Kevin, you asked who the performers were. I actually did about an 8-minute testimonial, and everybody, you could have heard a pin drop in that place.
Sure.
Heard about my drug. I told them about the drug intervention from the three big drug dealers in the cities that did an intervention on me when I was up 14 days, and we showed that picture on the Jumbotron, and it went, everyone was gasping, and but I told them that, and went through that, and touched a lot of people. But one of the things we touched on was, when a month before I quit back in 2008, my friend, and he was there last night at U.S. Bank Stadium, he came to me. Now, he was the first guy I ever did cocaine with, and he was also when we switched to crack cocaine. And he came to me in 2008. He had been clean for 3 years, and he happened to come to me a month before I quit. I was all by myself out at this place, a lonely house, and didn't have anything left in the world hardly. And he came and he said, I go, Dick, what are you doing here? And he goes, I hadn't seen him in a year. And he goes, I got in prayer to come out here. And he goes, what's going on? And I said, well, as long as you're here. And I had all these questions for him, and only he could answer. And if you take that, here's what we're doing now. I've co-founded the Recovery Network, and it's going to launch in about, I would say, within a month. And here's what it is, Kevin, the gist of it. And, kind of, this is one of the first shows I've said this on. Let's say you're a 22-year-old opiate addict and you're in, New York City, and you can't really relate to a 50-year-old crack addict in, San Diego, okay? So you put in your drug of choice, you put in your age, and all these stories in your area come down, these stories of hope. Right now we're gathering over 200,000 of stories where, like mine, of they made it through, and you made it through the addiction. You might be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years straight, and then you plant seeds in that addict's head. He's going, wow, I see hope. And now all these places to get help are going to be there on this same app. And then once they get the help, by the way, these are going to be faith-based treatment centers, and that's it.
Gotcha.
Because they're the ones that work. Salvation Army, best treatment center in the country. Teen Challenge, Union Gospel. I can go on and on. But anyway, then once you're through that, I'm going to have paid mentors all over the country. It's going to be one of the biggest employers, in the history of the U.S. These mentors are going to be paid. And even the mentors, then, when you're mentoring an addict, it helps you. And there's no better person than somebody that's been through it. And then we're doing that, and we're also combining it with my foundation, where 100% of your money goes to the exact need, and you get to hear back from the difference you made with no overhead. And that's also getting covered. And it's gonna be absolutely amazing. I think it's gonna take the drug addiction in this country and turn it upside down. We're gonna get our country back, or get our kids back, get our people off these terrible, horrific drugs that are killing people.
Dude. Yeah. Well, and everybody knows the opioid crisis is out of control, and government and politicians and Hollywood and everybody else is basically throwing their hands up in the air and said, we can't do anything about this. We don't know what to do. Here comes Mike Lindell. First he re-engineered the pillow. Now he's re-engineering drug therapy. And I'm so excited about it, Mike. I think you're going to help a ton of people.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been there. I talked, the vice president came to Minnesota and we talked for about over a half hour about this. And as you know, I'm friends with Ben Carson. Ben and I have talked many times about this. And
right.
I talked to the president about it way back in 2016. Not this specific idea, but about the inner city, the drug addiction, drug addiction isn't just inner city. But when the vice president came to Minnesota, it's funny, none of the media, they even cut me out of the paper, none of the media. You know, if you're a businessman in your state, one of the biggest employers, and you have a private meeting with the vice president and nobody puts it out there, they block it all. I mean, I just feel that kind of, I'm kind of going, what? they had three congressmen from my district and we were all up on a panel for talking about what the tax thing did and everything. And they photoshopped me out of the front page.
No way. Well,
I'm kidding.
You know what, Mike, when you're doing the kind of thing that you're doing, and I don't do the same thing, but I've done what I do for a long time, if you're not making the right people mad, you're probably not being very effective. So I think you're right on track. If you got somebody trying to get you out of a picture and they're willing to go to the links to Photoshop you out, you must be effective on some level. Well, that's so exciting. And so if people want to know more about the Recovery Network, you say it's going to launch in about a month. Should they just check their app store at that time?
Everybody can keep checking. If you can either Google my name or MichaelJLindell.com or Google my name, it's the first thing up there, and that's where we're going to have our updates. So
okay.
Or you can go to LindellFoundation.com too. But either one, we're going to keep it updated. Everybody's been so many. Everyone we talked to about it is going, wow, this is. And you know, Kevin, I first brought this up. I was actually doing an hour radio show in Detroit last year, and I said, they said, well, Mike, what would we ever do with this opiate crisis? And I said, well, you know, everybody knows somebody that's died now. You hear that. You hear those horrific stories.
Yep, yep.
But we also know stories of hope. We also know somebody that's made it through. And what this is going to do is take someone, because a lot of people can't find it.
Mike, hold on. If you can stay one more segment, we can talk a little bit more.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Join me,
George Norrie in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, welcome back. Final few minutes with Mike Lindell. And if we have time to squeeze it in, that brand new hot segment that I told you, it will be anything, be unlike anything you've ever seen. This Week in Porn Headlines. Mike Lindell, Mike, with that kind of intro, you're probably curious as to what it is. But I wanted you to finish your thought real quick before we went to the break. I had to interrupt you, and you were talking about how important that the right mentoring is and how far that will go.
Absolutely. You know, I've been to treatment. I've been to numerous different times, and you know, you've got counselor that has never been through it, and you just can't relate. The best way to relate to someone is someone that's been successful, and you see their hope. How did they get there? And the closest you get as a match to that person,
right,
the more you're apt to, you know, resonates with you. And I had said this on this radio show in Detroit before I met Stephen Bernay, and we co-founded this last January. But it, you know, having this app and be able to bring the stories of hope to you in the privacy of, you can sit, you know, one thing. Everybody's got cell phones, you know, even
right,
the addicts.
He's got
phones, and you need to reach them, and they're going to be able to see seeds of hope and plant seeds. And you know, there's so much before I'm going, well, if you had to go out and find someone that was a success, there's so much shame associated with addiction too, which I'm trying to break that. As you know, Kevin, I've been very public with my crack cocaine addiction. You know, it's not that addicts are, I'll tell you what, you get, the Salvation Army, I'm going to do one quick plug. The Salvation Army is the best treatment center in the country, and nobody even knows it. It's an amazing program, and it's free. You can walk in the doors. They're at a 50% capacity, and they hire from within, and they have employers or companies that hire their people that come out of there because they're such good people. Addicts are hard workers. They just have this inner pain that addictions are masking. And,
right.
And, just what an amazing program. And I'm going to do so much with those big three, Salvation Army, Union Gospel Teen Challenge, but then all the other faith-based centers and churches where the success are, you know, when it comes to addiction. And you to have mentors out of that pool and mentoring people that are coming out of treatment. And so, you know, a lot of times you come out of treatment and you got shame, or you expect trust, you're not going to get it.
Right.
You expect people to trust you, you're not going to get it right away, you know. So there's, if you've been in a treatment center where you didn't get the right things addressed of those inner pains, now it's even worse. You come out, I used to go to one of the treatment centers back in the day I went to, they go, oh, you've hurt your kids and your parents, what have you done to them, and you spent all this money. Well, you already felt terrible when you walked in there, now
right.
You get out, you're going, wow, now I feel even worse, you know, I feel horrible. I'm just waiting to relapse, and everybody's car is different.
Yeah.
And then as soon as something happens, well, my wife didn't come back to me, so I'm going to relapse. Well, can you blame them? I mean, it's just a big,
right.
big.
Well, and I think that's why, Mike, to be honest, and we're, you know, 15 seconds left in the show, I think it's just so important that this app get done and get out there. And I've told you, we're going to promote it forever for free on this show because I just believe in it that much. Anyway, Mike Lindell, thank you. Friends, thanks for everybody that tuned in over the last couple of hours. And make sure you check out Mike's website, Michael.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.